my chair again.
You need my chair again? It's Mummy's chair, not Thomas's.
Yeah, it's mine. It's a controller train.
What did you say? It's mine, the Fat Controller's train?
Yeah.
Why did you say it was the Fat Controller's tape?
Not painting gem yet. Not made it now. A daughter now. Sit in it now.
Sit in it now?
Yeah.
You want Mummy to sit in the chair?
Sit in for it now.
Shall we have a look at this book, Thomas?
What's that?
This book is one that Mummy bought last Christmas. And I think it was a little bit old for you last year. It's possibly still a little bit old for you to play with on your own.
What's that?
But it's called The Jolly Christmas Postman. And do you remember your little book, Peepo? Here's a Little Baby. Do you remember that book? It's written by the same people. What can you see on the cover?
That postman parcels.
You can see parcels and letters.
It's a parcel.
It's a Christmas tree decorated with a few baubles, but mainly it's got parcels and letters on it, hasn't it?
Two parcels.
And can you see the stamps on the letters?
Blue stamps, yellow stamps.
Blue stamps, yellow stamps. Right, now this book is a special one because when we open it up, there's a story.
A big rock. Big letter.
But on every page of the story there's an envelope. Now can you see the postman on his bicycle? Cycling through the village. It says, once upon a Christmas Eve, just after it had snowed, the jolly postman, him again, came down the jolly road, and in the bag upon his back, an interesting load. The first stop, Four Bears Cottage. Look at this big envelope.
Hold it.
It says, to Baby Bear, Four Bears Cottage, the woods. Oh, what do you think's inside?
I want animal.
Inside the envelope? Oh, what's this? Oh, look. It's a Christmas card showing Santa's workshop. And what does it say inside? To Baby Bear and brother from Goldilocks and sister, Happy Christmas.
Put it in again.
Putting it back in the envelope?
Yes.
Right. Oh, a Christmas card for Baby Bear. A baby, a bear who's shy. A mummy up a ladder. A postman with a pie. A postman on his bike again. Ta-ta! Take care. Bye-bye. Now look, can you see inside the bear's cottage? What was the address? Four Bears Cottage. That must mean there are four bears that live there.
It's a postman.
Just a moment, sweetheart. Please don't break the envelope. We've got to be very, very gentle with this book. Look, can you see the postman with Daddy Bear? Daddy Bear's handing the postman a mince pie. And there's a baby bear with Daddy. It looks like a very tiny baby. They're calling it Baby a Bear. A baby bear and a mummy up a tree. Look, she's decorating the Christmas tree. Where do you think the postman's going now on his bicycle?
Sue's house.
Sue's house?
Yes.
Look, can you see him riding along in the snow? The jolly postman cycles on. He sees three fiddlers playing. The fast eloping dish and spoon, the mighty beanstalk swaying. The seven dwarves upon the hill, the jolly snowman slaying.
Sleighing.
Can you see the sledge? Who's on the sledge?
Carrot.
Carrot. It's three snowmen. They've got carrots for noses, haven't they?
Brown hat. Orange carrot.
A brown hat and an orange carrot. And is he wearing a scarf?
No.
What's this round his neck?
Orange something.
Have you got a green scarf? Let's find your green scarf. Do you remember this scarf from last winter? Be careful, Thomas, be careful.
Postman Pratt.
Shall we put your scarf round your neck? Postman Pratt brought that, did he?
Yes.
Look at that. Now you're wearing a scarf like the snowman. Oh, that's a nice scarf.
pyjamas.
Right, now where is the postman going? He cycled through the village. Look, can you see him there? There's a milk float there, Thomas, in King Cole's castle.
Stop. What's that?
And by, second stop, he comes to Red Riding Hood's house. Look, this envelope says, post early for Christmas, and it's addressed to Miss R. Hood, the Playhouse Garden Path, Diddle Dumpling. And there's a stamp on it. What's in that envelope?
What's in that envelope?
In that envelope? Oh, what's this? It says, from Mr. Wolf to Red Riding Hood. This festive time of year, a little gift for being good and a Merry Christmas, dear. P.S. I'm a changed wolf.
First bell.
Oh, it's a little game. It's called Get Out of the Woods. We'll be able to do that when you're a bit older, won't we? You finished now with the scarf?
Yes, the funny scarf.
A funny scarf?
No, open it.
Right, take that finger off. Pull it out gently. That's a Christmas card from Mr. Wolf to Red Riding Hood.
Anybody put my pack bought all the cards.
Christmas pack brought all the cards, did he?
Yeah.
I don't think we'll read the rest of the book, Thomas, but what we'll do, we'll have a look at all the envelopes. You've got to be very, very, very careful because these aren't like the letters in your postbox, Thomas. These have got to go back in the box.
No.
Oh, now who is this written to? It says, the postman gets back on his bike and rides another mile. We won't read the rest of the story, but it says, next stop, the hospital. Look, there's an envelope here addressed to Mr. Humpty Dumpty, Wincy Ward, Cock Robin Memorial Hospital. Look, there are three stamps on this letter. Christmas stockings. One has a rabbit, one has a...
What's that?
House. That's an ambulance.
No.
Look, there you are.
Oh, dear, something happened.
Something happened. Do you know what that is? It's Humpty Dumpty's in hospital, isn't it? It's addressed to Mr. Humpty Dumpty, Wincy Ward, Cock Robin Memorial Hospital.
Oh, dear, the door fell down the bed.
Yes, it's a picture of him falling out of bed. It says, Humpty Dumpty smiles and blinks, a jigsaw for me, what fun, he thinks, from all the king's horses and all the king's men, how nice. Then he falls out of bed and gets cracked again.
Cracked.
Never mind, in comes the doctor, Dr. Foster, in comes the nurse, in comes the lady with the alligator purse, and they mend him. Yes, poor Humpty Dumpty, why is he in hospital in the first place?
What's that about?
Did Humpty Dumpty fall off the wall? It's a Humpty Dumpty jigsaw, Thomas. Shall we do it?
Break it.
We'll break it up. That's right. No, gently, gently. It says, dear Humpty, get well soon from all the king's men and horses. Happy Christmas.
Break.
Look gently. Let Mummy help you, Thomas. I know you don't like being helped, but the thing is, this jigsaw and all the cards belong to the book, don't they? So they have
Mud
to go
in
back
the train. Mud in the train, please. Mud in the train.
You want a train to put the pieces of jigsaw in? It says, Humpty Dumpty jigsaw. Humpty Dumpty comes to bits. Put him together. See how he fits.
The fan. They're mud in the train. Fan. Put it down, tie down.
No, it goes the other way. That's right, you were right in the first time. I think that bit goes there, Thomas. You try putting that together there.
Fit?
It does fit, yes. Wow, that fits. Look, there's some more blue there. Do you think that goes there?
Yes.
Yes?
Flat.
Flat? Right, now, what about that bit there?
Flat.
Yes. And what about that bit there?
Flat.
What are you saying? Splat or flat?
Flat.
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 Where do you think the next piece goes? There. Do you know what Humpty Dumpty is, Thomas? He's an egg.
Egg, Mum. Egg, Mum. Eggman.
An Eggman, that's right.
What?
Look, and the jigsaws of Humpty Dumpty sitting on the wall. He's eating a sandwich, eating an ice cream, and drinking lemonade. No wonder he fell off.
No.
How many pieces is this jigsaw? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You've just done a 9-piece jigsaw. You want to do it again?
What a mess.
Oh, what a mess. Have we got all the pieces? Shall we do it directly onto the card this time?
No, I'm building a train now.
You're building a train.
Building the Eggman.
Building the Eggman. It's Humpty Dumpty. Can you say Humpty Dumpty?
Humpty Dumpty is on the wall.
Yes.
Dumpty Dumpty, back in the big wall.
Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great
fall.
All the king's horses and all the king's men. Put Humpty together again. That's right. You've put him together again, haven't you? You've done that twice now.
No.
Shall we put it back in the envelope now?
No, not on it.
No, you want to do it again? No, don't bend it, Thomas. You tip it out like that. Look. Just tap it gently as it comes.
Mummy,
help you? It's a jigsaw, not a train, Thomas, that we're building. Well, we're looking. Humpty Dumpty's sitting on the wall and we can see some blue sky above his head. So the blue needs to go to the top. Yes, that's right. He was holding an ice cream in one hand, wasn't he? What colour is the ice cream?
Pink.
Pink, and it looks like it's got a cherry on the top. So we're looking to put all the pieces with blue and the clouds at the top, don't we? Look, there's Humpty's head.
Humpty's head. Dum-dee-dum-dee's at the ball. Dum-dum-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee's at the morning.
And the rounded bits look at the bottom there because the jigsaw's curved, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, so you're going to find some more wool. That's right. That's very clever. Yes, that's exactly the right place. That needs to go, I would say, that way around. I think that goes like that, Thomas.
Yes.
Because you can see Humpty's feet, so it must be at the bottom, wasn't it?
But a body.
Now there's two more pieces. Where are you going to put those?
Building the Eggman more feet.
Building the Eggman more feet? Right, I think you need to turn it round, don't you?
No.
It needs to go round because that's the wall and that's Humpty's head. It's upside down.
Upside down! But it made the nose.
That's right, that's his nose, yes. That's right, you had it right there.
Follow me.
Do you want to press him down?
Nice and flat.
Very, very good. Shall we follow the postman round again on his rounds? You want the dumper truck?
Yes.
The jolly postman waves bye-bye. He still has far to go. The sun has vanished from the sky. The clouds are hanging low. He feels a kiss upon his cheek. The first fresh flakes of snow. And comes number four to a small tin door. Look. This one says the gingerbread boy, McVitie House, Little Toe Lane, Toy Town. And what do you think's in this envelope?
think is...
What do you think it is?
What's that?
What is it?
A real bus around the landers.
It says the Toy Town Christmas Annual. Stories and pictures for little people. All your favourites about Tom Thumb, Tiny Tim. You'd like a digger? I'll get it for you. Inside it says, Happy Christmas, son, love Dad and all, at Patter Cake Baker's. Patter Cake Baker's man, bake me a cake as fast as you can. Pat it and prick it and mark it with B, and put in the oven for baby and me. The next one. A book in a book, says the gingerbread boy. What a simply delicious surprise. But if only he knew he's in one too, that really would open his eyes. Then a bucket of tea for the postman and 4 and 20 mince pies. Ah, that's nice, isn't it? Off through the snow the postman rides with more than a meal in his insides. He's all shook up and all of a quiver. And it's not just the cold that makes him shiver. There's a letter he'd rather not deliver to you know who. Ooh! Who's this letter for? Who's it for? Mr. Wolf. And the address is The Den. Oh. Would you like to open that one?
Post.
And who do you think has sent this? Oh.
Let's see, postman hat for the Christmas.
And look, it says the Wolf Spotter's Guide, a special Christmas
for the Christmas. Postbox, pink.
A pink postbox. It says some good advice for girls and boys, grandma's woodcutters, small pigs, gingerbread boys, turkey sandwiches, and pineapple yogurts. Oh, they'll eat anything. Look, you see, that wolf is dressed up as a policeman. He's saying hello, 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 but underneath it's a policeman. It's a wolf. And here, the wolf's dressed up as Father Christmas, but it says this is not Father Christmas. And this is not a turkey. It's the wolf pretending to be a turkey. And don't post your cards in here because who's inside the pillarbox?
A moo cow.
A moo cow? It's the wolf. So you go to put your hands in the letterbox and he gets you.
Yeah. And there's the post.
Yes, and look, there's the wolf pretending to be a grandma. And there's the wolf pretending to be a baby asleep in a pram. He's even pretending to be...
Mary!
A Christmas tree. And it says, for Mr. Wolf, a cheeky Christmas from you-know-who and her grandma. I think that's from the Red Riding Hood. I don't think you know the story of Little Red Riding Hood.
Hello,
you'd like the digger so that you can put those pieces of Humpty Dumpty jigsaw in.
Oh, yeah. I'll give you a big digger.
You want the big digger as well? There you are, there's the dumper truck. I'll get the digger for you.
Not need that, so do it.
Do you not need that? Okay. Oh, there it is. But all's well and all's merry, the wolf's just wolfing pies and sherry and playing games in his cosy den. What's the time, Mr. Wolf? Look, he's with three little pigs and the little red hen. After all, it is Christmas. A cup of tea with Santa and Mrs. Santa too. Got any children's letters? The postman smiles. A few. Oh, fancy that, says Santa. Now we've got one for you. Can you see Father Christmas? And Mrs. Santa, Father Christmas is pouring a cup of tea for the postman. And this envelope says, for our good old pal, the postman. Can you see something unusual about this envelope, Thomas?
Look at all these animals.
Lots of envelopes there. Well, they're all to Santa, aren't they? Look, Santa's opened his sack and all these letters are from children saying things like, Dear Santa, I would like some binoculars, please. Yours sincerely, Bo Peep. And, oh, this is one that you'd like. Dear Santa, I would like a train and a train set and a toffee apple. Happy Christmas from Tweedledee. this says, from children in the shoe. Dear Santa, please bring 46 teddies, 28 dolls, 150 footballs and 3,000 jelly babies. 4, dear Father Christmas, please can I have a new dress size 6, a new sock size 1. Love from Polly Flinders. Now this Christmas card from Father Christmas and Mrs. Christmas to the postman, they've given it to him, they've hand delivered it, it hasn't gone through the post, so there's no stamp on it on us. And it says, take a peep. I think it must be this one. Wow. Look at that, Thomas. Look through the letterbox.
To your mum. Post it.
A postman. And it says, for he's a jolly good postman.
Post it.
Can you see through the letterbox? Well, I think they're too big to post through that letterbox, don't you?
Yeah.
Wow, that's beautiful. A peep show for a postman. The postman peeps inside. A postman's round completed. It's time to take a ride. But how to make the journey? The drifts are deep and wide. To avoid the snow, ho ho, ho ho. So that was it. The postman was the last person to get a letter, and he didn't have to deliver it himself because he called into Father Christmas's house for a cup of... Well, what was he drinking? Was he drinking sherry?
Yeah.
Well, no, he was drinking a cup of tea with Santa, wasn't he? And he had a mince pie, and they gave him a letter. Oh, look at this back page. What can we see there?
Moon.
A moon and...
clouds.
Clouds.
And stars.
And stars. And can you see? This is a sleigh. And it's full of bags. Absolutely full of bags containing presents for all the children who've been good. And asked Father Christmas for something. And inside it's got Father Christmas and the jolly postman. And look, it's being pulled by 6 reindeer. You'll have to get Daddy to tell you the names of the reindeers, because Mummy can never remember it. Flopsam and Bopsam and... oh, I don't know. What do you think they're called? Thomas, what do you think the reindeer are called?
Two lalas.
You think they're called two lalas?
Yes.
But there are 6 of them. They can't be called two lalas, can they?
No.
How many lalas?
2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5. 6.
6 lalas. They're all called lala.
Oh, yes.
I know which this one is. Do you know who that one is?
That one.
Have you? That is Rudolph. And do you know why Mummy knows it's Rudolph?
Ambulance.
An ambulance. Yes, he might need an ambulance. He's got a very, very red nose, hasn't he? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, that is, Thomas. Do you think he needs an ambulance?
A driver? Yes.
Well, Father Christmas is the driver of the sleigh, isn't he? Did you like that book? I still think it's a little bit old for you, actually.
Actually, I do.
Oh, here we are. It says, contains a jigsaw with small pieces. Well, that's what you're playing with now. Not suitable for children under 36 months. Well, that's you. You're not 36 months yet. However, Mummy's playing with you, so... I have a feeling there's another book, Thomas, about a postman. I think this is just the Christmas one. But it's a lovely book because you get all these envelopes and letters and toys and games inside, don't you? Very, very nice. It says, the jolly postman rides again with more real letters and presents too in his Christmas post bag. For children everywhere, first class. And lots of characters in this book I don't think you're familiar with either. There are the three bears. You remember the story of Goldilocks and the three bears, don't you?
No, I post that.
Who's been eating my porridge? Do you not remember that story?
No.
And I don't think we've told you the story of Little Red Riding Hood yet, have we? But you know the one about the pigs, don't you? The little pigs. I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in.
Snots and nuts.
No, you call them snots, nuts, and they're not snots, nuts, they're pigs.
They're actually not nuts. Honey moons. What's that? What's that to learn to? Splash!
Splash, have you dropped the jigsaw?
What's that?
That looks like the fat controller, doesn't it? But it isn't. I think that might be Dr. Foster. Dr. Foster went to Gloucester in a shower of rain. He stepped in a puddle right up to his middle and never went there again.
Open it, shut it.
Father
Gray bought a lot of letters.
A lot of letters. Aren't there a lot of letters?
Look.
I can see. I think there are a lot of letters there, Thomas. So I think you like the Humpty Dumpty jigsaw best, don't you?
Hold it.
Can you see Santa's workshop on this card? You see, what happens, Thomas, at Christmas time, Santa has to deliver presents to all the children. So can you imagine how busy he must be getting his sacks ready?
No.
You can't imagine that.
No.
And he's got to make all these toys for children. Can you see the picture on the workshop there? Look how many teddy bears he's made.
One, two, three, four, five.
Five. Oh, he's made a lot more than five. They're all sitting on a shelf there. And look, he's got lots of little elves helping too. Look, one elf there is wrapping. Can you see wrapping a toy train? And another one's carrying gift wrap. And what's that?
What's that?
It's a toy giraffe. Santa is reading a letter from a little boy and it's obviously saying, please may I have a toy giraffe for Christmas. So the elf's bringing it to Santa and then somebody else is going to help wrap it. Oh, and you see he's only wearing his red trousers, but he's got an apron on. His red coat and hat and boots are on the chair ready for when he goes out on Christmas Eve, delivering parcels and letters.
A lot of letters.
So the postman delivers letters and parcels all year long, doesn't he? Every morning he comes. But Father Christmas, or Santa Claus, he just comes on Christmas Eve.
Santa Claus,
he comes on Christmas Eve.
What's that, the rainbow?
It's a picture of a rainbow, isn't it? It says Clock of Gold Cards.
Not got a rainbow yet.
No, we haven't got a rainbow today, have we? Not outside. So Father Christmas comes on Christmas Eve, Thomas.
Yes.
And he comes with all the presents in his sledge. And then he comes down the chimney. So when you wake up on Christmas morning, at the bottom of your bed, you'll find...
Pippo.
You'll find a present from Father Christmas.
Letters not going.
Yes, that's right, and letters.
It's not my letters now.
You like your letters now?
No, Mummy's letters.
Mummy's letters?
Yeah.
And do you know what we have to do for Father Christmas? We have to leave him a drink and a mince pie and a carrot for his reindeer. Because he's a busy, busy man and it'll be very cold in December.
See, Mummy's letters.
Mummy's letters? It'll be December next week, Thomas. And in December, oh, it gets cold. Shall we put these away now?
No. My letters go in there.
Your letters go in there. It's like a letter rack, isn't it? Let's have a look. What can you see through there? Look in there. Look at the... What can you see?
No, stop it.
No, stop it.
Wrap it up now.
Wrap it up now. Shall we put it away now?
No. I don't think that. And I post the letters.
You want to post the letters?
Post that.
Well, shall we find...
Not.
Let's find which letterboxes these letters go through. This was the letter to Baby Bear at Four Bears Cottage. Which was this? Oh, no, that wasn't that one.
B.
Be careful, Tommy. You have to be very, very gentle with it, please.
Got it.
What have we done with the baby bear's letter? Have we put it back in?
Yes.
Oh, no, this was baby bear's letter. You put that back in the envelope.
No.
Please, that's where it belongs. Right, you've posted it through there. Back into the envelope.
No, not push.
Right, let's find the next one now.
No, not one.
Oh, the next one's for
Miss
Red Riding Hood. So let's put that one for Red
Riding Hood.
Red Riding Hood, shall we put that back in the
envelope?
The pieces of jigsaw. Well, just a second, we'll have to make it again in a moment, won't we?
Mommy, do
it. Ah, this is it. This is the envelope for Mr. Humpty Dumpty.
Mommy, do it.
Mommy, do the jigsaw.
No, Mommy, do that.
What's the matter? Why are you crying?
Stop it.
Why are you telling me to stop it? No, Tom, come on. You're posting it there, are you?
Yeah.
Right, that's fine. The gingerbread boy, what did he have? Oh, he had that Christmas annual, didn't he? So we'll post that back in the envelope. And Mr. Wolf. Oh yes, his card's back in the envelope. And you're holding one for the postman, aren't you? Shall we put the postman's letter back in the envelope?
No.
Oh, you're knocking on the door, are you?
Somebody in there. Postman.
Can you see the postman through the door? That's nice, isn't it?
Open the door.
Open the door.
Too big.
Can you see? This is somebody's hallway, isn't it? There's a dog on the mat. He's obviously waiting for the postman to drop a letter through the door. Can you see the beautiful Christmas tree, the angel on the top? And there's a stand here, look, with umbrellas. And what are those?
Open it.
Open the door with the key.
Yes, please. Not the baby key.
The baby key?
Yes. Please. Baby key, Tom. Probably missed it. See, Tom.
Where's what gone? Oh, the key?
Yes.
Right, you must be very, very careful, Thomas, because we don't want to break this, do we?
No, Thomas, no, Abby, don't. Stop it. Open it.
No, it is open, Daniel, just don't pull it. You've got to be very gentle. Right, so are you posting those pieces of Humpty Dumpty's jigsaw? There are lots of pieces to post, aren't there?
Yes, it is. Very windy?
Is it very windy today?
Yes, got my bicycle now.
You going on your bicycle now?
Yep.
Well, take care of the wind, won't you?
Put it too short.
Pardon?
I'm not riding it.
You're not riding it?
No.
Why are you not riding it? Because it's so windy?
Yes.
Right, have you finished looking now at the postman book? Shall we look at something else?
I'll read another book.
Right, we'll go and find something else. We'll have a few moments break. You're not really very well today, are you?
No. Make me a present. Probably a present.
Probably a present.
Yeah.
Yes, I've just come downstairs with a big box, haven't I?
Yeah. Big box.
It isn't actually anything terribly exciting, Thomas. But I thought we might have a look at it.
Oh, the big fire! The big digger!
Oh, mind the big digger, yes.
What's that?
Oh, wow. It's these. Ooh. Creative cubes. Use everywhere. Display, organise and storage. They're really for the top of the wardrobe. But I thought we'd have a look at it. Because we can...
There's
the colours! Lots of colours. What colours can you see?
Green one, blue one, and a red one.
Green one, a blue one, a yellow one, and a red one.
Open it.
Well, we've got to open it very carefully, because if it's not what we want, we've got to take it back to the shop, haven't we? Ooh. Oh. Sticky tape on them, Thomas. Aren't they? Sticky, sticky tape, look.
Got a little ball there.
What can you see?
Got a little ball.
A chocolate ball. I think it's a picture of a football, Thomas. They're very, very heavy, actually.
Actually.
Very
heavy.
They're very heavy, actually.
Actually.
You repeating me saying actually?
No, it's a moon.
Oh, I have to pull them out now. Oh gosh, Thomas, this looks like it might be complicated. Do you think it's going to be difficult for Mummy to do? Look, they're
triangles.
Triangles, they're squares. These are squares, metal squares. Oh, look. Oh, that's exciting, isn't it?
Triangles.
Well, these, they're not triangles, they're squares. And what are these?
Yes.
These are circles.
They don't need that.
Now, I don't usually read instructions when we get them wrong, so shall we try with the green ones?
Not need that, no.
I think we do. Let's build this.
Not need that, not build that.
You had to hold that?
No, not need that. Not need that.
Let's do this. You can help build.
No, not need that.
What do you mean not need it?
Not need that. Not need build that.
Pardon? Look, what are we making, Thomas? What are we making? Oh, wow.
Making something.
What are we making? We're making something, aren't we?
Yeah.
What should we make?
Make something. Moulding the big towers.
Are we building a big tower?
Yes, moulding the little gigs. Moulding the gigs.
Do you think we're doing it right?
Yes, I think so.
Think we are? Gosh.
Oh.
This is very exciting, isn't it? Now, shall we put that bit in there? Press it down. And we've just got one more piece to put. Would you like to put that circle there? These are circles. They're round like...
Triangles.
Round like triangles. No, round like wheels.
Wheels.
Now, if we do that, that's not what we want, is it?
What's that?
Not sure, Tom.
Not sure.
Because Mummy's not very good at this sort of thing. No, I think that's all right. We need some at the top, don't we?
Need some at the top.
What colour would you like to put next to the green?
Something else, please.
What else would you like to put?
Something else.
What colour?
A blue green one. Have a blue one.
A blue one. Shall we put blue next? Right, so if we put... I think we're right doing that, aren't we?
Yes.
Is it clipped together like that?
Yes. Clip.
Look at that. Oh, that's very sturdy, isn't it? We've made a box now, haven't we?
No, the box. No. Ah. Try you, Lewis. Try you, Angel. Lorena. That's all these green boxes. That's the green and red boxes.
Green and red boxes? Ah, now I see how they work, Thomas.
Actually, I
see how they work now.
I'm banging.
Are you banging? Yeah. I think what we need to do, sweetheart, is put something on there. Just be careful because that's going to make an awful noise, isn't it?
It's a bit lonely now.
Well, this could be a garage, couldn't it?
No, it's more probably a big truck.
Can you find another green circle, Thomas? There it is. What are you doing sitting on? Shall we put these on? And then, do you want a back on it? Or are you not bothered about the back? No, Thomas, please don't throw it down.
Big lorry.
Big lorry?
Yeah.
This would be good to put your toys in, wouldn't it?
Yes, it is.
We've bought them really to go in Mummy's wardrobe because we've got lots of jumpers and things at the top that keep falling off the shelf. But I think this would make something really nice for your room. Yeah, look at that. Right. Do you want the red one now?
No, but it's red lorry.
That's right.
More than big truck.
You're building
trucks.
I can't tell what you're saying. You're building, darling.
Not me, that. But it flew down there. Stop it,
you know. You know what got there?
No, not me, that flew down there.
Do you know what it looks like now, Thomas?
No, neither.
Do you not want that one there?
No, no. It flew down there.
Look, you can have those for down there.
Then I want to see. Hello? Bright. This is bright.
Nice and bright. They're very, very bright, actually, aren't they?
Blue. Hey, actually, most are nice of it.
Do you know what lots of little squares are called, Thomas?
They're
called a bridge.
Bridge? Yes, it is a bridge.
Do you think that's what we need it for?
No, open it. Oh, really?
I think you've got that bottom one stuck, haven't you? What else can we see that's square, Thomas?
Haven't something else, Liz?
Something else? Would I have another yellow one?
Yes.
And would you like some of these coloured circles?
A little bit,
please. I think we're making too much noise. We're banging too much.
No, not me, that.
Do you not want the circles?
No. It's down there.
Leave it
down. There's something else.
Have something else?
There's
there you are. How's that? Is that what you'd like? I think this is going to work. Please don't bang.
Stop it.
No.
Sit down.
You telling me to sit down? If we put a back on, it would be nice as a shed for the dump truck, look. Then what we're actually doing, we're building some cubes, aren't we?
Building cubes.
We're building some storage cubes from metal grids.
Metal grids.
And we're using some little
fucking drains.
Plastic circles. Whoops, Daisy, guess what Mummy's just done? Knocked her coffee over. I feel like my mate that cup of coffee, actually.
Actually.
Ah, that's why you were saying actually such a lot, because I say it a lot, don't I? I hadn't realised I said it until just then.
A blue lion blind.
Isn't that lovely? Wow! Do you like that, Thomas? Do you know what else that could be? It would be an excellent postbox, wouldn't it? Do you not think that would make a great postbox?
No.
No?
Not yet.
Not yet? Well, maybe not yet, but... I think we're two green circles short because there are eight. How many can you count?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, I can see yellow. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, perhaps that's right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 are 6 green. Shall we build another high tower?
No, thank you.
No, thank you. You said you wanted blue this time, didn't you? You wanted blue. What would you like to store in these cubes, Thomas?
I'm holding oranges.
Oranges?
Yeah. Actually.
Actually. You'd like oranges, actually, would you?
Mummy
would
like them.
Mummy would like them, yes. Would you like oranges at lunchtime?
Yes.
What's the magic word?
Nice and bright.
Nice and bright. What's the magic word, Thomas?
Mine.
No, what about please?
Please. Relax.
You're enjoying doing that, aren't you? Is that good fun?
Warm. Do you warm this?
Right, that's the last one now. Mummy's going to need a blue one in a minute to build the top.
Have a bit of a blue one.
Just a second.
Second.
Just a second.
Second.
What colour would you like after green and blue? Would you like yellow or red?
A green one and blue one.
Yes, but what would you like after green and blue? Yellow or red, Thomas?
No,
red.
No.
A red one?
No.
Or the yellow one?
No.
Red one?
Fine.
It's fine. We've nearly finished now, haven't we? Have we nearly finished? You're banging it too much.
Yeah. Banging wood.
Banging wood?
I heard a funny sound.
You heard a funny sound? What do you think the funny sound was?
A brick, I think.
A brick?
Yeah.
And where do you think the brick was?
Bang!
Well, the brick went bang, did it?
Yes, a big lot lower.
You'd use this for all sorts of things, Thomas, and all you want to do is post the shelf inside on another, don't you? A very funny thing to do. Please, can I take one of the blue ones?
No, thanks.
No, thank you.
Mummy, take my blue.
No, but I think Mummy would like a blue one just to complete the box up here.
Two steps? Yes. My tummy? Yes.
My tummy in the way?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
My really. 1, 2, 3. And my tummy again. Here's the tummy. Here's the mummy's tummy again.
You hurt mummy's tummy again? No, you didn't, because you told me to mind it. To watch it, so I moved out of the way, so you didn't hurt me too. You warned me, didn't you? Oh dear, we're having trouble fastening that one on.
Yes. These are elements of fire in them.
Please call.
Fire in them.
Right. How's that? Do you think that looks nice, Thomas?
Oh, no.
No?
Broken bricks.
Oh, don't bang this anymore. I think we're going to damage them. You see all these beautiful bright colours?
Just sit down.
Sit down? You're telling me to sit down, are you?
Sit over there.
Sit over there?
Sit and have a sandwich.
Sit and have a sandwich?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you very much. Are you going to make me a sandwich?
In a minute.
Finish banging wood. Right, well, you finished banging wood now, haven't you? So let's put it over there. What would you like to put in these?
I'll try something else, please. A little baby bricks.
Shall we? Look, if we move it round, I'll show you. It's very tall that way. But if we move it round this way, let me just move them so they don't trap your fingers so tight. If we move it this way, it's not very tall, it's very...
Children.
Very?
Children.
Very wide, I was going to say. I can't tell what you're saying.
Have one again now. Yeah.
It's very wide, Thomas.
Yes.
Do you remember that song that Julian taught you about the elephant? He's terribly tall and he's terribly wide.
There, hold it.
Look, these could be little sheets for...
Not need
the
that.
Umper truck.
No, not need that.
You don't need it.
Have that one, please. Have that.
Would you like to put these inside?
No.
No?
Stop it.
No, Thomas, please don't tell me to stop it. That's not nice.
Don't need that.
You don't need that.
No, stop it. One brick on in there. That's not warm there.
Let's just have a look at this little book.
No, not near.
The little shape, our colour book. Right.
No.
Tell me what you can see.
No.
Is that like this? A red square?
It's not.
A red square?
It's not.
An orange? Do you need to shut the book?
Yeah.
Because it's a nice shape, Book Thomas. Look, there's a blue cylinder. And a pink rectangle. Do you not want to look?
No.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my God. Oh,
now you know what that is.
It's a
What's that?
That's the famous. My angel, touch it.
Can't tell what you're telling.
Just it.
Oh, you're posting a little shape book, are you?
Having that one. Yeah.
I think you're making too much noise, Thomas.
Adair,
what do you say?
Just please.
No, you say, please, may I have?
Have a blue calf.
Please, may I have?
Please, have a calf. Have.
Please, may I have it?
Have it.
What do you say when you've been given something?
Thank you.
That's better.
Bye.
Do you know what that sounds like?
What's that?
It sounds like when Mummy's using the oven and the grill, and we put the racks back in the oven and the trays. Listen. Now you all open the oven door. This is Mummy's oven tray. Look, I'm slotting it in there on hers. Just like you're slotting those trays into the cubes. Is this your oven?
Yeah.
And what's
your green oven?
A green oven and a...
A blue oven.
A blue oven. And what are you cooking on these big racks that you put in?
A lot of sausages.
A lot of sausages?
Yeah.
I bet they're all for you as well, aren't they?
No.
No? Are you going to...
Too hot.
They're too hot?
Yeah.
Who are you going to share the sausages with?
Sonia
and Isabel. And anybody else?
Yes, Mummy and Thomas.
Mummy and Thomas. So a lot of sausages for four of us.
Yeah.
Right, well, here's another tray. What are you going to put on this tray?
That one in the cooker.
That one in the green cooker, and what are you cooking in
the... Two sausages!
Two sausages in the green cooker, and then lots of sausages in the blue cooker.
How about more sausages?
More sausages? Thomas, there's a limit to how many sausages we can eat.
The green cooker. Two sausages, and one, a green one, a blue one!
Sausages, yellow one, green one, and blue one.
And a red one with sausages.
A red one with sausages. What about something else? Cooking some peas or something. You don't put peas on a tray. Chips. The chips are on the red one, are they?
Yeah.
Right. Now, while we've got the oven on, shall we bake some biscuits? Do you remember those biscuits that we were making on Friday? We didn't get as far as cooking them, did we?
Another
sausage. Oh, I thought they were biscuits.
Not the sticks, no. And
we've got sausages and chips. Well, can we put biscuits on this tray, please?
Sausage.
Thomas, I can't eat any more sausages.
Yes.
Well, how about baking me a cake on that tray?
Not cake,
that was sausage. More sausage? You're going to look like a sausage.
More sausages.
Well, we've nearly finished now. Right, there's no more trays.
More trays here.
Oh, more trays here. Oh, you've seen those, have you? How many trays are here?
Two sausages.
Four yellow trays?
Two sausages.
Two sausages. Oh. Sounds like birdie crying. Hello, birdie.
Making sausages for you.
Oh, you're making sausages for birdie, aren't you?
No, sausage birdie for you.
Another sausage for Birdie?
No sausage for Birdie too.
Oh, Birdie's going to look like a sausage if she eats all the sausages you cooked for her.
It's making sausage for you. Other sausages? Oh no.